The government has outlined its case against José Padilla, the man arrested in May and accused of plotting to set off a radioactive dirty bomb in the U.S. Padilla is an American citizen, but he has been declared an enemy combatant by President Bush, and he's being held in a Navy brig in South Carolina without access to a lawyer. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, the case against Padilla raises constitutional issues for him and possibly for others.
The evidence against Padilla is set out by one Michael Mobbs, a Defense Department employee and the government's expert on enemy combatants. This is the same Michael Mobbs who laid out the case against another U.S. citizen, Yasser Issam Hamdi, who was captured in Afghanistan and who also has been declared an enemy combatant. According to the six-page declaration released by the Justice Department, Padilla last year was in Afghanistan when he approached Abu Zubaydah, one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants. Padilla allegedly told Zubaydah that he wanted to conduct terrorist operations in the United States. The government says at Zubaydah's direction, Padilla went to an al-Qaeda safe house in Pakistan. There he allegedly learned to build a uranium-enhanced bomb that would release radioactivity when detonated. According to the government, Padilla planned to blow up so-called dirty bombs in hotel rooms, gas stations, and train stations in the United States.
The mob's declaration sets forth a chilling tale of Padilla's exploits in Pakistan with al-Qaeda and the plans that he was going to carry out in the United States.
Stephen Salzberg, a former Justice Department official, teaches law at George Washington University.
If these sources are accurate at all, then it's an intelligence triumph that the government was able to grab this man.
If is the operative word here, because the government's case and its justification for keeping Padilla in the brig without any legal rights depend on just how accurate those sources are. Even Michael Mobbs admits that the government's sources are far from choir boys. In a footnote, the declaration concedes these sources have not been, quote, completely candid, that some of the information they've given has not been corroborated and, quote, may have been part of an effort to mislead or confuse U.S. officials. One of the sources has recanted some of his testimony, and another source was being treated with drugs when he made his accusations. Still, the declaration says, much of the information has been corroborated independently. Now, it's common for the government to rely on dubious individuals as sources, especially in mafia or terrorism cases. Padilla's problem is that the government won't produce the sources for cross-examination because, it says, to do so would harm national security. Michael O'Neill, a terrorism expert at George Mason University, says that means Padilla has no way to prove the sources are wrong and that the government is wrong to detain him.
You really have a chicken and the egg problem here. It's like a vicious circle because the government saying, we can't give you the information that would verify the mob's declaration because that would compromise our intelligence sources and methods. And yet, on the other hand, in order to determine the credibility of the mob's declaration, that's precisely the information that we need.
Moreover, if this six-page declaration is enough to classify Padilla as an enemy combatant, then he could lose all of his due process rights, even though he's a U.S. citizen. The government claims that enemy combatants cannot meet with an attorney. They can't see the evidence against them. They have no access to the courts to defend themselves, and they can be held indefinitely without any charges brought against them. O'Neill says if the government prevails in this case, then it can apply the same rules to any U.S. citizen whom they suspect of terrorism.
Padilla is the guy who opens the door to being able to take American citizens, even on American soil, who are engaging in terrorist activities, and allowing them to be tried before military tribunals and essentially stripped of the normal, you know, procedural protections that we afford criminal defendants.
He and others say the government is charting new constitutional territory, but in the end, it will probably be the U.S. Supreme Court that decides the fate of José Padilla. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.